Six small mill owners on Prince of Wales Island have formed a biofuels cooperative. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the co-op plans to construct a new plant in Thorn Bay to convert wood waste from area mills into two biofuel products.
The biofuels cooperative includes five small mills in Goose Creek and in Craig. It was formed in August after about 2 years of discussions by a forest products task force on Prince of Wales Island. Keith Landers is a founding member of the cooperative. He owns H&L Salvage Incorporated, a small sawmill in the Goose Creek Industrial Park outside of Thorn Bay. He says a group of mill owners created the cooperative as a means of dealing with wood waste from area mills.
50% of our product that comes from the log is waste. So we have had such a hard time trying to dispose of our waste. Basically, the only way we have to get rid of it is burn it. And winter time, we have a hard time getting it to burn. Summertime, we have a hard time keeping it in control so it doesn't get out and about and away from us.
Lander says the co-op plans to construct a new plant in Thorn Bay that would produce approximately 10,000 tons of biofuel products.
The co-op has agreed that we are going to produce both a briquette, which is a square presto log, and also we're going to produce a commercial pellet.
The plant would cost about $2.5 million to construct. Lander says the co-op is looking at private financing as well as grants. He says the co-op hopes the regular production of bricks and pellets in Southeast would help further develop a growing market for biofuels in the region.
Right now there's only about 2,400 tons a year of pellets being used in Southeast. But we're hoping that if we build this plant that we can get some of the other industries. We've been contacted by motels. We've been contacted by the school systems. We have a lot of people interested in what we're doing, but the first thing we have to do is bring the product to these people. Right now it costs about $80 a ton just to get pallets from Washington into here. So that's 50% of the cost alone of the pellet added on, bringing them out of Washington.
The proposed plant would bring in an estimated $2 million in revenue annually. Lander says the co-op would like to have the new plant constructed and operating within 2 years. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.